Krishna. Everyone, welcome to the Bhagavatam class. I hope you are all awake, Madhu Gopalji. Yes, okay. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, Text 20. Asadrishoya Pratibhati Mayaya. Shibeva Madhvasava Tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana Ishire Riya. Yatpadayo Sparshana Dharshitendriya. Asadrishoya Pratibhati Mayaya. Shibeva Madhvasava Tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana Ishireya. Yatpadayo Sparshana Dharshitendriya. Asadrishoya Pratibhati Mayaya. Shibeva Madhvasava Tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana Ishireriya. Yatpadayo Sparshana Dharshitendriya. Come on, Prabhus. Asadrishoya Pratibhati Mayaya. Shibeva Madhvasava Tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana Ishireya. Yat padayo sparshana dharshitendriya. Asadrishoya pratibhati mayaya. Shibheva madhvasava tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana ishireriya. Yat padayo sparshana dharshitendriya. Asadrishoya pratibhati mayaya. Shibeva madhvasava tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana ishireriya. Yatpadavo sparshana dharshitendriya. Asadrishoya pratibhati mayaya. Shibeva madhvasava tamralochana. Nanagavadvarhana ishireriya. Yatpadava sparshana dharshitendriya. Asadrisha. For a person with polluted vision. Ya who pratibhati appears. Mayaya, the influence of Maya. Kshibha, one who is inebriated or angry. Eva, like madhu, by honey. Asava, and liquor. Tamralochana, having eyes reddish like copper. Na, not. Nagavadhva, the wives of the serpent demon. Arhane, in worshipping. Ishire, were unable to proceed. Riya, because of bashfulness. Yat padayo, of whose lotus feet. Sparshana, by the touching. Dharshita, agitated. Indriya, whose senses. Translation. For persons with impure vision, the Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. Thus bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord, and due to their angry mood, the Lord Himself appears angry and very fearful. However, this is an illusion. When the wives of the serpent demon were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, due to shyness, they could proceed no further in the worship of Him. Yet the Lord remained unagitated by their touch, for He is equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai. Anyone who remains unagitated even in the presence of cause for agitation is called dhira or equipoise. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being always in a transcendental position, is never agitated by anything. Therefore, someone who wants to become dhira must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 2, chapter 2, verse 13, Krishna says, dhiras tatra na muhyati. A person who is equipoised in all circumstances is never bewildered. Prahlad Maharaj is a perfect example of a dhira. When the fierce form of Narsingadev appeared in order to kill Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was unagitated. He remained calm and quiet, whereas others, including even Lord Brahma, were frightened by the features of the Lord. So once more the translation. For persons with impure vision, the Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. Thus bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord, and due to their angry mood, the Lord Himself appears angry and very fearful. However, this is an illusion. When the wives of the serpent demon were agitated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet, due to shyness, they could proceed no further in their worship of Him. Yet the Lord remained unagitated by their touch, for He is equipoised in all circumstances. Therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, who will not? So yesterday there was some discussion also about, of course, about the previous text, but also in context of anger, if I'm not mistaken. Is that so? Yes. And this text is mentioning that, especially the first sentence, for those persons with impure vision, the Supreme Lord's eyes appear like those of someone who indiscriminately drinks intoxicating beverages. So, how would those eyes appear? Do we have any experience with someone who is drinking intoxicating beverages? Who has experience? Can you raise your... I think almost everybody has experience. And what? How would their eyes appear? Red. Red, watery. Close. Okay. Interesting. So thus bewildered, so he thinks that the Lord appears with those red, watery, little closed eyes. Thus bewildered, such unintelligent persons become angry at the Supreme Lord, and due to the angry mood, the Lord himself appears angry and very fearful. Do you remember any mention of such a situation in the Shastras? Some Leela? Yes, Narsingadeva is a very good example. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Any more? Come on. Kalki Avatar, yes. I haven't read specifically about him, but okay, can we? Very good, very good. Yes. Oh. Yes, Lord Balaram. We have many instances where Lord Balaram has very red, copper-like eyes. Isn't it? And of course, Sishupal, he was also angry at the Lord, always angry at the Lord. And the Lord appeared also to him very angry, of course, when he had the chakra to end the abuses of Sishupal. Yes, there are many, many instances in which we have anger. And of course, we read many times, especially in the Bhagavad Gita and all Vedic texts, that anger, what is the cause of anger? The cause of anger is lust. Isn't it? Or, you know, I think we all have read it at least once. So, especially in the 11th canto, I've read just recently that lust is basically originating from three desires. It's called Ayu, Yash and Shri. Ayu means age. We want to have a long age, high age. We want Yash, fame. And we want Shri. We want fortune. So, Canto 11, Uddhava, is hearing from Krishna that we all have three basic desires. And these are age, so high age, maturing, fame, and fortune. And if we look deep down inside of us, and if we understand these texts, then we can see that this is actually the cause of all our emotions also. What we feel, what we experience, and what we should try to transform. So these three are actually the fundamentals of our, identity. we base our identity on these three desires. And we build our profile, our who I am on these desires. And we want others to perceive us in a certain way that we, you know, that we have built ourselves. So when do we become angry? When we cannot achieve our desires, we become frustrated. Anybody else? When was the last time that you became angry? And what was the reason? Think about it for 1 or 2 minutes. When you reach your limit of tolerance. Tolerance and patience, okay. Someone else? When somebody mocks you, okay. Then you become angry because someone else is not following. But it disturbs you, or you became angry, like anger, not disturbance, but anger. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Any other? Okay. That would be based on envy or not? Or anger towards yourself? One. Okay. Okay. That's a very good one. You are all very peaceful persons. You do not become very much angry. So there are not many instances that you are angry. Suppose someone gets fired. He's working very hard. And the boss comes. According to him, he's working very hard. The boss comes and says, "You're fired." That person becomes angry, isn't it? Or someone steals from you, or, you know, someone is treating when they lie to you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's painful. So that means that we feel in a certain situation, like what you're mentioning, someone lies to you, that we feel that based on our identity, we feel that we have a certain identity and that nobody should lie to us because we don't deserve that someone lies to us. I don't deserve that someone lies to me. Because if someone lies to you, that means that that person is disrespecting you. Isn't it? Or is that... So that means that we feel that we are qualified for a certain level of respect. So that is again based on this Ayu, Yash and Shri, based on these three basic desires what we have for age, fame and fortune. Based on that, we build a certain level of respect that we think that we... that, you know, that we should have. So if someone doesn't give us that respect, you know, if someone pushes your buttons or someone mocks with you or, you know, then we feel that our respect is affected. And based on that, we are confronted actually with disrespect. So disrespect, when there is respect, there is also disrespect, because we live in a world of dualities. So as long as we are here and we are, you know, still trying to progress to a level of transcendence, but we are still mixed in the world of dualities, we will be confronted with dualities. So when there is respect, there is disrespect. In the case of being fired, you know, you expect that you are that people are honest to you. So when there is honesty, there is also dishonesty. So when we accept that we are living in a world where there are honesty and also dishonesty, then we can continue. So when you accept that there is a world, in this world there is respect but also disrespect, and we accept that there will be instances that I will be facing disrespect, we can continue. We can continue to develop higher qualities, and we can continue to develop why Krishna has, you know, gifted us with these qualities of, you know, becoming angry. Because when we have the good qualities, we have also the bad qualities. And, you know, these are all creations of Krishna, and Krishna has a purpose for everything. So basically what happens when we become angry, we become confronted with duality. A duality which is connected to your own creation of yourself, your so-called material self. Because if you are humble, like in Canto 11 is mentioned of I forgot the name of the sage. Okay, anyway, he was very humble. Everybody was mocking him, treating him badly, but he was very elevated. Like also in the case of Jarabharat, he was very much mocked and in many times. But because he was not associating with his material self, he had already realized his original self, his spiritual self. He didn't bother. He didn't bother when somebody was pushing his buttons or somebody would give him disrespect. So these are all nice qualities. But even though we know that rishis elevated people, elevated personalities shouldn't become disturbed by having not respect, not enough respect, or other cases, we still see many examples of very elevated people that are, you know, using anger. Like we mentioned already, Balaram. Also, when in the case of Akrur, when he went to get Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan, who became angry at him? The gopis. The gopis are the most elevated, isn't it? The most elevated devotees. But still they became angry. Well, we all know that Radharani has many instances that she becomes angry at Krishna, isn't it? Can you name one instance, one example where she became angry? I'm sorry? Yes, that's a good example when Radharani saw Krishna having close association with Vrindadevi, Tulsi Devi. She cursed her. And of course we have, due to her curse, we have nice association of Tulasi. Any other example of Radharani becoming angry? Okay, Maharaj.
Okay.
Yes. 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 Tulsi, yes. Yes, so yeah, there are many instances that Radharani is becoming angry at Krishna. There was also, I think you mentioned also about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He became angry. And in this case, the anger, the displayed anger, was beneficial because it's the Lord's anger. And why was it beneficial? Because we saw that Jagai Madhai, they were, you know, of course, not accepting the preachings of Nityananda. And Nityananda was acting as a, you know, model devotee. He was very merciful. He tolerated every abuse of Jagai Madhai. And he even tolerated the attack. But the Lord didn't tolerate, and he became Jai Shishidana Gopinath Kaja. And he became very angry. He was super angry. His eyes became red like copper, and he summoned the Sudarshan Chakra. But due to that anger, immediately Jagai Madhai surrendered. So we shouldn't be like that, of course, when we are preaching. But we should have, of course, more the more the nature of Nityananda Prabhu. And like Madhu Gopal was mentioning, that he becomes angry when people are not following or chanting or following the Vedic rules. Of course, we can be in an angry situation, when we when we see that people are not following, but it's nice to have the mood of Nityananda to become compassionate and try to make them understand why they should follow the Vedic principles. So there were some expressions mentioned of anger, like Radharani. Oh, you mentioned Radharani cursed Vrinda Devi, and of course we mentioned Prabhupada mentioned in a class that he mentioned some expressions of anger. One is sarcastic remarks. Can anybody relate to that? Sarcastic remarks, when you become angry, you make sarcastic remarks. Especially in the case of Radharani, there are unfavorable glances. So Krishna knows how much it hurts. Those unfavorable glances, they are also very much... they are very famous in with the poets, the insulting words, rubbing of the two hands, clacking the teeth. So I don't know how would that be, clacking the teeth. Clacking? Isn't that grinding? Okay. Clamping of the lips, so that would be like something like that. Huh? Moving the eyebrows, so those can be very deadly, especially when Krishna is begging for some mercy from Radharani when he has been caught with some other gopis, then she moves her eyebrows, and which are very painful for Krishna, scratching the arms, lowering the head, rapid breathing. It's when Yashoda Maya heard from the gopas that they asked Krishna to help them to fight against the demons. When they came back, they were telling what Krishna did that day. And Yashoda Maya very much became angry at the gopas that they were kind of bringing Krishna in danger. And often she was heavily, rapidly breathing, uttering of strong words, nodding the head, yellowishness at the corner of the eye. That means that the blood, you know, is kind of distracted. Trembling lips. Sometimes the eyes turn red. Sometimes they fade, like, you know, Madhugopal was also mentioning. Chastisements, silence, and there are some more. And Prabhupada is mentioning that there are some permanent symptoms and there are temporary symptoms. So also in the temporary symptoms, you can have great emotions, bewilderment, frustration, illusion. Like in the case of Sishupal, he was in the illusion that, you know, Krishna was his enemy. Jealousy, like you were mentioning, jealousy that someone else is progressing. And dexterity, what does dexterity exactly mean? Maybe someone can help me with that. Expert. Negligence. And signs of hard labor. So, especially when the housewife is angry, she goes and cleans up all the closets and goes sweeping the floor, and, you know, then the man knows, okay, she's angry, you know. So these are all signs. And sometimes we think anger should be manifested, like, you know, in physical fights or physical encounters. But these expressions, as Prabhupada mentions here, are also expressions of anger. And we can see also that anger is a tool for us to connect to our real self. Like I was mentioning before, if we have we created a certain self of ourselves, then anger will give you actually indirect information that we need to make adjustments, isn't it? That our concept of reality is still in illusion. So the more we work on our own self, the more we realize that emotions like love, due to love, we can also digest all kinds of, you know, setbacks in life. We can digest also bad behavior or all kinds of disasters in life due to love, because love gives us some power. So anger gives us also power. If someone becomes angry, you know, he can become more stronger, physically stronger, but also emotionally stronger. When you are angry, you connect with your deeper strength. Doesn't mean that we have to really now, you know, go in that path, but we have to understand the purpose of anger. It's not a bad thing, you know. There is no such thing as bad thing, but it has a purpose. So if we understand that, we can understand why we become angry and how to deal with that anger in order to become a better person, then we are using anger for, you know, for improvement. And the moment that we connect Krishna to it, then we are making spiritual progress. So, I lost the line anyway. Okay. Anybody has some remarks? Because I'm trying to catch up with what I have. Was the Avanti Brahmana, sorry. I was thinking of him, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yes, yes. Yes, thank you. Nonviolent communication, yes. 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 No problem. Yeah, so basically you mentioned that there are three kinds of negative energy. That's anger, sadness, and pain. Of this Dr. Rosenberg, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's why we see that there are also some paths or some schools achieving self-realization is to eliminate emotions or suppress emotions. So if you continue on that path, what will happen? Well, you don't feel this anger, you don't feel the love, which is, you know, you don't feel it, you feel it, but because the body is there, the senses are there, so the feeling is there, but only the translation of that feeling, the message that you give to your brain and your mind is suppressed or is telling constantly that you should delete it, delete this information, delete this information. So basically what you're doing is the connection of ourself through emotions and intelligence with the physical body, you are eliminating the emotions. So at the end, you will, during your material life, what you can realize is your physical body, because what is left? You look very puzzled. So, because we are a package of course, this material body, we have the subtle body where, you know, we have, we experience all kinds of emotions and hunger, thirst, sadness, anger, etc. And we have the spiritual body that is, you know, that is our real self. But if we try to drain this, if we try to take away this emotional aspect, then during our physical life, and we are not connecting to the self, because this is our medium to connect, you know, why is Krishna always with someone? Krishna has always, you know, hundreds of relationships. Then he has cousin and brother and, you know, lover and husband. And he always comes with so many people, you know. Like in India, when you have, you know, gathering, then a family, you know, their family is not only father and mother and children, but their family is, you know, aunts and great parents and, you know, grandparents and grandchildren, everybody. So that is their family. And this is how they come. When I remember when you know, when you go to when you go abroad, and in the airport, especially when there are people, you know, saying farewells or dropping you off. Normally, you know, there is one person dropping you off, or, you know, maybe two persons dropping you off. But with Hindu people, with us, you know, you see like a whole group is dropping you off, saying goodbye, like you will never come again. And I know in Suriname, when I was coming here, you know, people organize buses to come along with you. It's a whole, you know, it's a whole thing. And they come, drop you off, give you blessings, you know, that your trip may go well and whatever. And then they go back, of course. So, and there's just one person leaving, actually. So, this is important to feel. You feel, Krishna feels in all the relationship, he feels something. He feels brotherly love with Balaram. He feels sisterly love. Sister love from Subhadra, he feels the mother love from Yashoda Maiya. He even has two mothers. What to speak of, you know, the many mothers that he has. He wants to feel as much as possible. That is also because we are part of and parcel of Krishna. We also want to feel these emotions. So if you drain these emotions, then the physical body gets disconnected. So more and more we become on the platform of the physical, material body. That is what I mean, actually. I don't know what time it is. Okay, I still have some time. So, this is what I wanted to say about this text. Of course, this text says also here, therefore, who will not worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's mentioned here that actually everybody, even if you are angry, of course in the case of Shishupal, he was angry, but still he had a different kind of worship of Krishna. That worship is not that we are, you know, trying to get, but it was still a worship, a negative worship. Anger is also part of, like you were mentioning, part of the negative energy of Krishna. You have the positive energy. And what we see is the more and more we try to develop our taste for Krishna consciousness, the more and more we become in the association of people who are more in contact with the positive energy. So a positive energy is like appreciating art, appreciating, you know, singing, dancing, appreciating music, higher taste of food, laughter, or patience. So we should try to develop a taste for associating with people who appreciate these tastes. Is that a bit complicated. So we should, because we ourselves, we should understand that we are not yet there. We have maybe an identity built of ourselves that we deserve respect because I'm the so-called, senior devotee or whatever. But if we try to understand, like the Avanti Brahman, that even though we are, so many years trying to progress in our Krishna consciousness, we should also understand that we should associate with people who are more advanced, more associating with the positive energy. In that way, our desire for these three things like fame, fortune, and age will diminish, and our demand for respect will also diminish, so we will become less angry, because when someone pushes your so-called button, well, fine, because like the Avanti Brahman, I don't have buttons, it's fine, you do whatever you want, but I'm focused on, I can understand Krishna's arrangement, I'm focusing on humility, humbleness, patience, forgiveness, etc., those good characters that are mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, I will leave it here. I hope I was planning to discuss a little that, that anger is not necessarily something that we should lock up in a closet and feel bad about that we were angry, but it is something that we should use as a tool to become more Krishna conscious. So that is very important to understand, and we should connect everything what we experience with Krishna. Why is Krishna putting me in this situation? Why is Krishna behind everything? So. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah, all emotions, because emotions are created by Krishna. So nothing created by Krishna is bad. The concept of good and bad is only in our mind. There is no good and bad, there is only love of Krishna. So if emotions are there, we feel it, it must be the remnants of the love of Krishna. So why are we experiencing this emotion? But sometimes, we become too mental thinking about these things. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just mentions, just chant Hare Krishna and Krishna will take care of you. Sarvabhadharman parityaja. So he will take care of you. So we shouldn't become too mental about why we are feeling this emotion. Maybe it's good to take some time for it, but don't become too entangled, because one emotion, if we are not qualified enough, if we don't take shelter of spiritual guidance of our spiritual master or the shastras or the association of the sadhus, then we can become very much bewildered, more bewildered. So we should take shelter of the holy name of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra in order to understand why we are experiencing these things. But emotions are creations of Krishna. Desires also, they come from Krishna, and they are, the desire is persistent, then there is something that we should, think about and understand why, there is a higher purpose. What is the higher purpose of it? Yes. Yeah, I would say that, of course, that is really, it's a reality that we have to face because we are all dealing with it. We want to have, you know, I want to have 24 hours like association with my Guru Maharaj. That is not possible because that is unpractical. But we should associate with the teachings. I want to have, wanted to have association of Srila Prabhupada. It's not possible. I want to have association of Radha Krishna. It's not possible. But we associate with whatever they have given us. So Radha Gopinath gives us their darshan in the deity form, the teachings that he gives in the shastras. We associate with the shastras. We associate with the chanting of the names with Krishna. We associate with Srila Prabhupada also during the readings in his classes. We take darshan of him. His disciples are around. The disciples of his disciples are around. So Guru, Sadhu and Shastras, Shastra is there to give the proper association. The holy name is there to give the proper association. Only we can appreciate those association and we get results from those association when we have the proper desire. So if the desire is sincere and proper, you know, if it's directed to the real problem, then there is sincerity, then you will have also the real benefit. But it shouldn't be that we should feel like, okay, now I should, you know, focus on associating only with senior people, senior than me, then I will just run around behind Yadunand Maharaj or Rupa Manjari Mataji, you know. Because everybody else is also considered senior towards you because you consider yourself lower than the grass and Trinata Pisamichena. So if the best thing is, and the best association is, associate with sincerity, sincere desires. And then Krishna will manifest his mercy to you. Anybody else? Some comments? Additions or questions? Yes, Prabhu. We beat up ourselves. Yeah, there is also. Yeah, that is. I think many of us can relate to that because we feel that, like I was mentioning, these three desires will lead us to make a certain picture of ourselves, how we think that we should position ourselves or present ourselves, how others should perceive me, how others should see me. And based on that, we try to, you know, act. But sometimes we feel that the what we have pictured ourselves as, and where we are, the step is too high. It's not a stretch anymore. It's more than a stretch. So we come in difficulty. Like, an easy example is Mangalarti. You know, I feel that, you know, people should see me as a senior devotee, so I should be every day at Mangalarti. I should be chanting my 16 rounds before 7 o'clock, and I should, you know, I have all kinds of things that I want to impose on myself. And based on that, I try to, you know, act. But, you know, I cannot make it every day to Mangalarti. So I become angry, or I cannot make it to chant every day before 7 o'clock. I become angry on myself. So anger will lead to delusion, will lead to lamentation, sadness. And the moment that you become more and more associating with the negative energy, the more your devotional service will be affected by it. So you, your inspiration becomes affected also. So what we are doing is, we ourselves are killing our own devotional process, isn't it? So what we should do, a very simple thing, is actually, because if you put it, if you visualize it, the situation, then you can see, okay, just lower it a little, you know, make it doable for yourself. But that means honesty. Honesty, that means that we have to accept that people will not see me as the pure devotee. Oh my God, you know, how can I not be the pure devotee? That means that we have to accept that we have to be honest that we are still struggling. And we are all struggling, you know. As long as we are here in this material body, we are struggling. We have to accept that we are struggling. But if we adjust that self-image of ourselves, then we will also accept that others are struggling. And then we will be tolerant, compassionate. You know, we will become a human being and not a robot. So what we should do is see what we have, you know, developed of ourselves, how outside people look at us. And the more we will have conflicts with, you know, that is the wonderful thing of living in a community. The community is a very important tool to help us become first human and then devotee. Because even in the material world, you are not supposed to be human. You are supposed to be a product of society. You are supposed to act in a certain way, behave in a certain way, think in a certain way, judge in a certain way. And if you're not doing that, you're strange. So, first we become human, and the community will respond to your, you know, they will become irritated with your, you know, puffed up attitude or whatever. So the community, Krishna will respond through the community to your, you know, what you have to do. First you become human, then you become devotee. That's why Prabhupada is saying, even the so-called human beings are animals. First we have to ask this question, Atato Brahma Jignasa. First we have to become human, start becoming a human, realize that we are human, that there are other human beings, and then we become devotee. So I would say that that is the analysis as far as I can give. And I don't know if you have something to add.
Thank you.
I think that's a very important point that you're making, Maharaj, because especially in our bigger ISKCON community, we have to understand that there is more than accepting that the other person exists and dasya. There is more than that. There is friendship. And we haven't come yet to that stage that we accept devotees as friends, because we are also very careful. There are, you know, so many experiences of devotees that when we try to establish friendship, that the other person is judging us, or, you know, is labeling your frustrations or feelings as Maya. You're in Maya, Prabhu, or you're in Maya, Mataji. No, you know, we shouldn't talk about that. But we should understand what is friendship. Friendship is so important, especially in our devotional service, in our lives. If you don't have friends, you know, Krishna has so many friends. And, you know, they were so-called in Maya because what they were doing, they were eating, they were, you know, jumping around, they were climbing on Krishna, they were, you know, abusing Krishna. But we have to be able to express our friendship. We have to be able to understand how to establish friendship. And I don't feel that we understand what is friendship. What kind of etiquette there is between friends, what kind of behavior there is between friends. Then the next level would be, you know, that we are feeling motherly love or fatherly love. Doesn't have to be that you become mother, but I'm called in the society Mataji. And this was a very nice lesson that I got from Vinod Mataji. Very nice lesson, is that we should consider, even though, you know, people are older than I am, that we should consider everybody as my children. So that's pretty difficult. You know, I tried, and well, she said that she got this information also from a senior Mataji, that she tried to develop the consciousness that everybody here is my son, is my daughter. There was a very important situation in the management, not here, somewhere else. And there was a devotee who was like, you know, quite young devotee, but very, you know, creating all kinds of havoc. And there was always meetings, and the meetings were about him. He would take like 45 minutes, and 15 minutes would be spent only on other topics. So at some point they said, we should, you know, send him out. He's like a disturbance to our society. And then one of the managers said, what if he was your son? And then manager started to think differently. So what we should do, we should start thinking of, what if the other person was my daughter or my son? How would I respond to that person? How would I accept these things? And then later on we can go to the higher level of really loving Krishna. You know, we have to understand that Krishna is presenting all kinds of relationships just to help us out. And friendship is one aspect that is really, you know, needs work in especially in ISKCON, that we understand that, you know, devotees are not our, audience to watch how good I am performing. But devotees are our, you know, well-wishers, can be our well-wishers. Yeah, of course, in the expression we have to consider also the circumstances in which we are, because if we become angry and you express, then we have to be aware of what we are doing and still try to, you know, count to 10 before we express, especially negative energy. Thank you, Matiji. So for whoever was not in Mangalarti during the announcements, we will have breakfast in the community hall. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Granth Raj Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.